Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Last midnight, a single candle was lighted. It burned unadorned throughout the night, and though barely visible, it burned throughout the day. Tonight, very shortly, thousands will shine here, bringing forth a great light to the darkness. Some 7 centuries ago, the German theologian and philosopher Meister Eckhart wrote, "Truly, it is in darkness that one finds the light. So when we are in sorrow, then this light is nearest to us all." We come together in this twilight time to remember those we so tragically lost and those injured in body and soul on our campus on April 16th, 2007. We gather at this permanent memorial, which is even more dear to our hearts because it was inspired by the memorial that the students created in this place on that first night with an outpouring of love. While 3 long, difficult years have passed, our hearts still ache, and many times we are lost in the darkness of grief. That is why it's so important that we join together, offering each other our love and our support. None of us can stand alone, but together we can share the burden of our loneliness and offer one another hope for a brighter tomorrow. Like the Hokie stones that make up the memorial to those students and faculty members we lost that day, this candlelight vigil has become one of the symbols of our respect, our remembrance, and our slow journey to recovery. This candlelight vigil is a powerful symbol of both what was lost and yet what can still be. Yesterday, we added another of those symbols, the memorial benches, in honor of those who suffered wounds to their bodies and their psyches, and they too need our love and support. It is our intent that these lights show that we shall never forget those who were victimized. The light recalls the vibrance of those lives that ended too soon. They shall always remain part of the Virginia Tech family. So let these candles also be an expression of our utmost gratitude to all those who poured forth their support for us in our dimmest moments. We can never truly repay them, but we will always remember their many kindnesses. I know that we also come together with a renewed commitment to our motto of Ut Prosim, that I may serve, because we have seen and we have felt and more fully appreciate that service to others is how we can grow the most. By finding a purpose, by serving, we build on our own resiliency, and we have found that there is no more fulfilling purpose than to help others. Perhaps it should be no surprise then that many of the students injured on April 16th are pursuing careers in public service, such as in the Teach for America program, or that many of the projects honoring those we lost have been service projects here and abroad. It is in times of crisis that the identity and the character of an individual and of an institution reveals itself, and in the purest and best sense, we believe that at our core, Virginia Tech is a community of people who care for each other. You've shown that again tonight. Our healing from this tragedy, to whatever degree we have and can recover, is the result of a culture of shared values, of strong bonds within and outside the university, of symbols that remind and inspire us, of frequent community gatherings such as tonight, of tens of thousands of acts of caring and compassion that leave us with a new commitment to service. Let me close with the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, and only love can do that." As you leave from this ceremony, do so with love and peace in your hearts. Drive out the darkness and feed the brightness of hope that will emanate from these many lights. Thank you very much.